Matt, every time I bring it, something during the call, it's like. I've always remembered you're like, oh, you got some advertisement for these?
That's been a minute, too.
Is that a good advertiser? Could I take that endorsement?
Mine's even worse. Only positive thing is at least it's just water. It's like at 7 o'clock, we'll call to order the Seymour Common Council meeting for July the 24th, 2023. If everyone would please rise, we'll invite Pastor Teresa Poole up for the invocation.
Please go to the Lord in prayer. Giver of all good gifts, we come to you in thanks for your presence deep in our lives and for your presence filling this chamber tonight. You know our uneasiness with the claims that faith makes upon our lives, including the decisions made in this chamber. When we put your will on the scale, we often choose our will instead. Yet you linger with us in our struggle, and we are fully aware we are never alone, for you never abandon us. As this body meets tonight, encourage each person to seek your spirit and their discussions, their thoughts, and their decisions. Encourage each of them to live with the truth found and seek the truth yet undiscovered. May they let go and surrender to your will to enable your dreams, your hopes, and your possibilities in the decisions of this council, but also in their own lives. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Teresa. Please join me in the presence of the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Roll call, please, Mr. Bowes.
Mr. Story.
Here.
Mr. Cunningham.
Here.
Mr. Wheeler.
Yep.
Mr. Hackney.
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard.
Here.
Mr. Davidson.
Here.
Mr. Early.
Here.
Everyone's present. If everyone's had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting, I'll entertain any motions related to. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Reports from committees, boards, and commissions.
Reports, Mr. Story.
No.
Mr. Cunningham.
No.
Mr. Wheeler.
No, sir.
Mr. Hackney.
No.
Mr. Hubbard.
No, just a question. That makes sense.
Sure.
January.
Yes.
Touch base with you. You had sent us that a couple of weeks ago, and there was a couple.
There's two more coming.
Two more coming.
They're still working on
it.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Davidson?
No.
Mr. Early?
No.
Okay, looks like we do have a public hearing tonight. So at the sound of the gavel here in a second, we will open the public hearing for an ordinance annexing territory to the city of Seymour, Indiana, placing the same within the corporate boundaries thereof, making the same part of the city of Seymour. And this is from the East Side Industrial Park Super Voluntary Annexation. Remember, this is just speaking for or against. Public hearing is open. Anyone would like to speak in favor of annexing property in the East Side Industrial Park?
I'm Bill Breeman from Lorenzo Beavers, Breeman and Cottle here tonight representing East Side Industrial Park LLC. Don't have anything really to add beyond what was stated here at the last council meeting and the first reading of this ordinance, but I am happy to answer any questions or address any last minute concerns anybody has.
Thanks, Bill. Anyone else like to speak in favor of annexation? Anyone like to speak against annexation? Hearing none, I will close the public hearing related to super voluntary annexation in the Eastside Industrial Park. Old business, Mr. Bowes.
Old business, Mr. Story.
No.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yeah, I would ask the have the second reading of ordinance number 16, council bill number 30, be read by title only.
Second.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Second reading of ordinance number 16, council bill number 30 for 2023, an ordinance annexing territory to the city of Seymour, Indiana, placing the same within the corporate boundaries thereof and making the same part of the city of Seymour, Eastside Industrial Park, super voluntary annexation. Mr. Cunningham, back to you.
Yeah, as we discussed last meeting, same thing the public hearing pertained to, about 77 acres, just short of 77 acres, part of a voluntary annexation. Any questions from council? Questions from the audience? Hearing none, then I would ask the ordinance number 16, council bill number 30, pass second reading.
Second.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Ordinance number 16, council bill number 30, has passed second reading, 7-0.
When does this take effect? Right now, right?
No, actually, this has to come back August 14th for his third and final reading, and then September
13th.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill.
Any additional old business, Mr. Cunningham?
No.
Old business, Mr. Wheeler?
No, sir.
Mr. Hackney?
No.
Mr. Hubbard?
No.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Mr. Early?
No.
Move on to new business then.
New business, Mr. Story?
No.
New business, Mr. Cunningham?
I do. I would like the introduction of resolution number 20, council bill number 36, read by title only.
I'll second.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yeah.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Introduction to resolution number 20, council bill number 36 for 2023, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Seymour, Indiana, adopting a 2023 downtown Seymour streetscape master plan. Planning and Zoning Committee, Mr. Cunningham.
Yes, I believe Bree Roll is with us. She may have some things she would like to discuss concerning this. We had a quick little, it wasn't much, it was just a few minutes worth of some of the things that the Main Street's been working on. Many of us have all been involved in some of those conversations and different aspects. Bree, is there anything that you would like to share?
Not necessarily. I just want to thank you all for your time in this project, especially a few of you that were on the steering committee. I'm happy to answer any questions. We also have one of our consultants on Zoom, Teams, whatever it is. So Elena Schonkweiler has also joined us. If there's any additional in-depth questions, I'm happy to go into detail if needed.
And again, this is just a plan. There's still a lot of pieces to put in place, but it's certainly.
Exactly. And I'd love, Elena, if you'd like to introduce yourself briefly and say a word or two.
Sure. Hopefully everyone can hear me.
Yep.
My name is Elena Schonkweiler. I'm with the Veritas Group. I'm the Director of Community and Economic Development, and we were the consultant hired by Seymour Main Street for the development of the streetscape master plan for downtown Seymour. The purpose was really to create a cohesive vision for the streetscape within the framework to guide existing and future development and improve social gathering space, physical elements like furnishings, and then to promote economic vibrancy for the downtown. I just wanted to say for the council adoption, I know Plan Commission voted for a positive recommendation to City Council tonight. This is, we want to make sure we recognize that the implementation of a plan like this will span several years and will require some modifications. We know that it will evolve over time and probably have some additions to it, but it ensures recommendations contained in the streetscape master plan are followed whenever improvements are made within that, within those geographic boundaries. So I can take any questions that you guys may have. Well, thank you for the ability to do this virtually.
Thank you, Elena. Does council have any questions concerning the streetscape plan? Anything from the audience? Go ahead and come forward.
Tyler Hinkle, 415 West 4th Street. My question is, would just be like, is there anything immediate that this plan kind of calls for, or obviously it's just a master plan that is we can follow ultimately downtown, right? It doesn't have to go step by step or anything, but is there anything like that that would kind of be within the city's wheelhouse that would need to be picked up relatively, or is kind of envisioned to be picked up relatively soon? Any of the, I guess, the big themes or pieces to the plan.
Are you looking like a first step? Is that what you're asking for? Like,
yeah, what's the just first anything step? Within kind of the relative, you know, something that's going to be thrown out here soon that would be.
I will add comment while Bree reads, and this is just by memory because it's been a minute since I've read it.
We've been able to get coffee and.
There were some pieces in there that are actually already somewhat underway that involve city departments. There are other pieces that stretch out 3, 4, 5 years. There are some that are already currently, somewhat in the works, and others that are farther away. So, but I'll let Bree take it from there.
And I don't think the speaker system is working, so I don't know, Elena, if you could hear his question, but the question is basically asking for the immediate next steps that might be implemented with the city. So I'm just referencing part of this plan. We received SMART goals, and those goals, again, to the mayor's point, they span a few years or within this current year. And some of those areas that we're hoping to impact relatively quickly are establishing cohesive site furnishings. So our design committee will be looking at different vendors and working very closely with Chad Dixon with DPW to identify flower pots or design streetscape elements, picking that so that it's, as we phase this in from a financial standpoint, everything's going to match and be the same. So that's one that is going to be worked on very quickly, especially with budget season upon us. And a few others this year is exactly this, getting the plan adopted, which we're here to do that. And then enhancing downtown walkability, so really analyzing the existing experience for pedestrians or non-motor vehicleists, so bikes and scooters or whatever, making sure that experience is safe and those amenities are in place. So Elena, if you'd like to expand on that at all, or if you think that covered it, I'm good too.
You know, I feel like that covered it. I was struggling to hear the question other than just immediate priorities. I think those that are low-hanging fruit, like walkability, elements that we can improve, you know, the pedestrian experience. I think the city already installed the thermoplastic crosswalks. It's elements like that that we were identifying for immediate projects. And then for ongoing, again, this plan will take, you know, years to implement. It's the framework that will guide future development. It helps establish sort of downtown design guidelines. It integrates years of your foundational planning documents. So we looked at your parks master plan. We looked at the downtown Seymour Main Street visioning plan, and we looked at your current code enforcement and things like that. So as those elements are integrated, this just kind of brings it all into all of those foundational documents into one space.
I would just add, Mayor and I served both on this, we both served on the steering committee, and I think we received five or six different proposals originally, and one of the things that was really important is that we made a selection based on what consultant out there would develop a practical implementation strategy. And we saw from Verdes Group a lot of good examples throughout our state, not just throughout the country, but throughout our state. They were very familiar with how things work in Indiana. And we, like I said, we wanted to see a product that was specific to Seymour and also very practical from Seymour's, from Seymour's perspective. So I really felt like that was what we received to Main Street, was something that Main Street could take part in, that the city of Seymour could take part in. And we have a lot of other stakeholders identified that it's really a community streetscape master plan and not just the city of Seymour's or Seymour Main Streets, which are very different kind of focus areas. So thank you, Lena.
Thank you, Bree. Anything else? Hearing nothing then, I would ask that we pass resolution number 20, Council Bill number 36.
Second.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
Abstain.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yeah.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Resolution number 20, Council Bill 36, has passed first and only reading, 610.
601.
I have no further.
Any new business, Mr. Wheeler?
No, sir.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes. I will make a motion to read resolution number 19, Council Bill number 35, by title only.
Sorry.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yeah.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yeah.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Introduction to resolution number 19, Council Bill number 35 for 2023, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Seymour, Indiana, approving a transfer of recovery program funds for the Finance Committee. Mr. Hackney.
Yes, and this is the money that Lindsay Sarver was here a couple of months ago requesting that we transfer to the program right now it's in payroll, and we want to move that over to the mayor's other services fund so that when it's time to transfer this into that program, it's going to make it a lot easier, I think. So with that, are there any questions from council?
We're not allocating those dollars, right? It's just putting it into a fund.
Sounds like we're getting it in place.
Yeah, you're putting it in a spot that we'll be able to pay it out of later.
Any other questions? Any questions from the audience?
Tyler, we're going to need you to sit a little closer to the front.
Because here last time Ben and Lindsay were here, obviously doing some work with the RCO. Is this money coming out of that opioid settlement funding?
No.
No. Okay.
So when we went through budget last year, we placed $52,000 into a salary line to cover Steve and Kim second half of the year. With neither one of them being here the second half of the year, this would be moving those funds into.
Is that something that is tied in at all as far as like the looking down the line of I guess, and this is a different question than irrelevant to the current decision to be made, but I guess just looking at wondering what the opioids settlement funds, what still exists or doesn't exist, and kind of where it's been going.
Everything still exists that was there, which for a city is not much compared to what county's got. Right now, though, I hope that we get good news and that we can land a recovery house through opioid matching. Obviously, that would have to be allocated when the time comes, but I've been trying to use it as a carrot on grant funding.
And really was just curious, wondering if you may or may not recall last time I came, we were over at the over there, just trying to get the idea out there of making sure that it doesn't all just go to or that everything doesn't just go to the recovery treatment side of things, but also that there's some prevention, whether it be to the DARE program or to other preventative aspects of what the police department does and things like that. So that we're trying to think as well as immediate long term too, but just knowing that it's, these are separate funding, and knowing where that other one came from too, just figured I'd ask to clarify.
Any other questions from the audience? Hearing none, I will make a motion to approve resolution number 19, Council Bill number 35.
Second.
Mr. Story?
Yes.
Mr. Cunningham?
Yeah.
Mr. Wheeler?
Yes.
Mr. Hackney?
Yes.
Mr. Hubbard?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yeah.
Mr. Early?
Yes.
Resolution number 19, Council Bill 35 has passed first and only reading, 7-0. Any additional new business, Mr. Hackney?
No, sir.
Mr. Hubbard?
No.
Mr. Davidson?
Nope.
Mr. Early?
Nope.
Back to the mayor.
Miscellaneous from the council.
I just want to tag on. Just before our meeting started, I talked to January. The one proposal that we got back so far for audio upgrades were, it seemed pretty high. And I think that there's probably more in their scope than I think seemed like we really would need or really would ask for. So I'm hopeful that the next two quotes come back maybe a little bit more about what we want, what we need in this room as far as audio upgrades. Our original RFP did in fact talk about the opportunity to upgrade later in the future or have the ability to upgrade with other components like video. But it was really expensive. Did you think so?
I don't know electronics, but it seemed awful high from what we had been kind of throwing around.
Yeah, it was a full suite. I mean,
it was
everything that we'd ever need in the next.
If I could add, January, remember earlier this year, maybe it was even last year, we had a couple of estimates come in. Do you remember what those figures were that you sent to us before?
One was around 10.
I was thinking around 10.
Like 10 or 15, I was thinking is where we were right before.
And I thought we were having a fit about that, and we got this one at 50,000.
So well, that 10 didn't include,
video, right?
Camera equipment. That was more of the program. Yeah. That wasn't necessarily the equipment.
But nonetheless, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Did that come from a local company?
They're out of Columbus.
Pretty local. There's not very many local folk. So I just wonder if as we go into like budget considerations, I'm sure you kind of thought through a little bit of that, like how could we even make it work?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's always a thought. And the other thing that you've got looming down the pipeline is in 25, you'll be forced to, what was the wording in the states? Live stream.
Yeah.
But they don't define what live stream is or exactly. So the other side of it that we kind of got to be.
Is that a?
Yeah, the state
passed.
Voted to.
It was passed, but they're going to try to,
Clarify,
define, maybe take away a little bit of the what they're proposing.
And I wonder if this company is already kind of thinking about 2025.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, but that's not what we're asking for yet, right?
That would be my guess, as they know it's coming as well. But again, the state hasn't defined a bunch of the pieces in their bill yet for us to be able to go, okay, does GoToMeeting count as streaming? Does, what is it? You know how it works. So there's a lot of options in there of figuring out what it is. So
I just wanted to add on that.
Sure. Anybody else? Anything from the audience? Lovebirds?
Yes, I do love Chloe.
Yes,
I figured that she's going to get struck by lightning before we leave after suggesting a way to cut taxes, so I'll stay with her.
I just want to point out that I told you you loved her. Hearing nothing except that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. A meeting adjourned.